Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the final Cyclone Fanatic radio show of 2016 here on December 22nd. Chris Williams here, joined by partner in crime Jared Stansberry from CycloneFanatic.com. Tonight we're brought to you by our good friends at MJ Properties in Ankeny. Love the guys, Jason Luch, of course, Jake Van Ort, heading things up over at MJ Properties in Ankeny. Looking to build in 2017, MJ Properties in Ankeny, that's where you go. A little bit of a different show here for you guys tonight. We're not at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. We're not out on location. Benchwarmers is actually being renovated right now, so that'll be really cool when 2017 rolls around. We'll be back there on Thursday nights, of course, from 6 to 7 here on 1460 KXNO. But we've got a little bit a year in review. Is that accurate, Jared?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to do tonight?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're here at my apartment for the second time in the last three Cyclone Fanatic radio shows.
Doing a little pre-recording here tonight as we wanted to give give the guys, Johnny Sellers at KXNO, who helps us out, give everybody a night off from being out at a bar on a Thursday night, a lot of people getting home to family and whatnot. So, all right, Jared, this is kind of your baby. You're going to throw stuff out and we're going to discuss. But it was I think that 2016 started off with a bang, really, for Iowa State with that recruiting class.
Yeah.
We saw a ton of a progress on the recruiting trail, I thought, football-wise. And then a trip to the Sweet 16. That's how it began for me, at least.
Yeah. I looked back at all of our stories all the way back to January. I just wanted to refresh my memory.
That's some prep right there. Good job.
Did you remember that Iowa State lost three of their first four Big 12 games this season? Or last season, I guess?
For real?
Yeah. They opened the season with that loss to Oklahoma.
Okay.
On the road. It was a really good game.
Really good game. Buddy Hield went off toward the end.
Yeah. And then I think they lost to Baylor in there, and there was one more. But they started on out three.
Well,
lost three of their first four.
I do remember panic mode setting in.
Yeah.
And then
it wasn't long after that. You get the win over Oklahoma and the win over Kansas on back-to-back Big Mondays.
And then you also had that big win at Kansas State.
Yeah.
That was huge.
Mm-hmm. And those were the three that kind of righted the ship there for a little bit.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't remember that.
Yeah. Everything was in meltdown mode. Wasn't that in the middle of the Jameel McKay?
The Jameel McKay, and then Hollis Cook was also in the middle of controversy.
Yeah. It was just all around.
Wow.
Not good.
And then they ended up in the Sweet 16. I'll be damned.
Yeah. So there you go. That was what I found from January.
Okay. I have a feeling that this January might be the opposite. I don't know why. I just have a gut.
Yeah, I think they're going to come out with their hair on fire to start Big 12 play this year.
I kind of do too, man. I'll say this. With this group right now and the way they're playing, there's really nothing that you can look at and be like, oh, well, here they come.
Mm-hmm.
There's really not a lot of positive right now. But I think that people are being a little overly anxious about this group of talent.
I think we have to remember that it's December 22nd.
I would agree with that. The only problem I have with this year's group is that they're all seniors, and I kind of figured that it wouldn't take a while to figure things out. However, I also think that a lot of us underestimated the loss of George Niang.
Yeah, I think it's that. And when you look at I think we didn't even think about the fact with these seniors, like Deontay, he hasn't been a starter in a long time.
Nope.
Naz pretty much sat out the whole year. You know, Matt has been in and out of the starting lineup, hasn't been in a situation where he's relied on to be a main scorer. Bowie and Holden were both playing at a much lower level. Solomon Young was in high school.
Yep.
There's just a lot of factors, I think, that we didn't really put into play back before the season started. But, yeah, and then moving into February, obviously you mentioned the Iowa State signed the number 54 class, according to 247. Added DeShante Jones, Chase Allen, Jaquan Bailey, handful of other guys right there, right around signing day.
Yeah, and
Jacob Park, they pick him up right on. They announced his signing right on signing day.
That was the coolest signing day I've ever covered.
Yeah, there's just so much stuff that you didn't expect to happen that happened.
Yeah, the Bailey twins, I remember, was the big. That was the big one.
That was the one on signing day, yeah.
And then
signing day morning.
Who else did they get? They got, DeShante Jones, I think, on signing day?
Yeah, he committed on February 1st. He went on a visit that last weekend before signing day, and then, the couple days before signing day, committed. And then Chase Allen, even after, that was after Matt Campbell's press conference even, that he committed. What? I remember watching it on my computer in there.
He wasn't – no, you're wrong.
No, I'm right, dude.
Oh, after his season – or not his signing day press conference.
Yeah, he had his signing day press conference. And
that's not right.
Yes, it is. We knew that he was – he maybe had committed before that.
Yeah, but, he had committed.
Okay, but we had to wait for him to do his announcement. It was after Matt Campbell's press conference. Okay. He hadn't actually signed his letter of intent.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Because he had I remember him committing earlier. And the only reason I remember that is because – I specifically remember Sage Rosenfels calling me and talking to me about how legit this kid is, because Sage had a connection to Chase Allen's
dad. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only reason I remembered that.
Well, then he must have committed before all this and then didn't announce it then. Because I remember watching his signing day thing, and then you gave me the wrong phone number for him, and I was sitting in there trying to call him, and there was just some lady that kept answering, and she's like, yeah, you have the wrong number.
That's funny.
He's like, oh.
That's funny. Yeah, and Chase Allen's one of the guys where who gives me a lot more optimism for next year, too.
Cause yeah.
I think that he would have contributed quite a bit this year.
If he didn't get hit by a car?
Had he not been hit by a car.
And gotten
before the season
incredibly
began.
Ill.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's the number 54 class. That started off February. Here's another thing that I found about February. The Iowa State women went 2-7. That has to be like the worst month for Iowa State women's basketball in –
Well,
a really long time.
They had so many injuries and stuff last year, and then that one gal transferred, and then TT went down, and yeah, that was a tough year.
Yeah.
I called a bunch of those games. That was a tough stretch.
Yeah, I had forgotten that it was that bad, but they went only won 2 out of 9 during the month of February.
Brutal stretch, yeah.
One other notable thing that happened during February, George Niang's senior night against Oklahoma State.
I'll never forget that night.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that night. That was a it was incredibly you always know you have a problem when everybody's crying before the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like George was.
Yeah. Crying before the game, after the game when he got done doing his speech, and
I like how Prohm does that though. I do like how his approach to senior night is.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like Finley does too.
I think that Naz will give a good speech this year. There will be some interesting speeches other than that one.
Okay, let's. Who will give the best speech other than Naz? Deontay, probably not.
No, I'd say say Daryl Bowie maybe.
Matt will.
Oh yeah, or Matt Thomas. Yeah.
Matt's not a great like talker, but Matt speaks from the heart.
Right.
I have a feeling that night, like he's been through a lot since he came to Iowa State. That'll be a good speech.
Yeah, he'll have a good one. Bowie's pretty smart too, so
Bowie's
I think he'll have a good one.
Shrewd kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
That Oklahoma State game, I just remember Iowa State was probably 30 points better than Oklahoma State, but then there was no chance that they were going to blow them out that night.
Right. Too much emotions and stuff in the building.
So maybe that's a critique of it. I mean, maybe they just wait and do the senior thing afterwards.
Well, probably I think it had more to do with who was having their senior night than the way they did it, probably.
Yeah, you're probably right. Who's on senior night this year? I'll look it up here real quick.
Okay. All right, I'll move ahead into March while you're doing that. So they opened the month more. Everybody was in disarray again. Lose on the road at Fog Allen in a pretty close game. And then you go down to Kansas City and lose in your first game to Oklahoma in another really good basketball game.
Get Oklahoma State on senior night again this year, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay, so say that again. Sorry, I was looking something up.
In March, ISU gets back into disarray again. All the fans were in an upheaval.
Yeah, everybody's all fired up.
Iowa State lost to Kansas at Fog Allen, and then you go to the Kansas City first round of the Big 12 tournament and lose to Oklahoma. That was a really good game, though. Again,
that was
George
a really
went
good
off.
Game.
Buddy Hield went off.
Oh, and then ESPN did the very rare double interview after the game featuring Niang and Hield, and then that's when we all came up with the spin. Well, maybe they're going to be more fresh for the NCAA tournament this year because they don't have to play 4 games in a row at the Big 12 tournament.
Yeah, and then they got a 4 seed in the NCAA tournament and went to Denver and smacked Iona and Arkansas Little Rock.
Yeah, that was nice. That was a lot of fun.
Our friend Chris Beard, who will be here next week.
Chris Beard, head coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. What did he say? He made some outlandish quote after that game in the post-game press conference. Something like Iowa State's like a national title contender or something like that.
I don't remember. I remember the Iona coach said that George was a pro, because that was what we've been talking about all the time, yeah, was whether or not he was going to be a professional. And then he's like, that guy's definitely a pro.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
Maybe, because I remember some quote there in that Denver media room making me.
Yeah, I think you wrote a whole blog about that.
Yeah, I'm sure
George is a pro.
I'm sure it got read a ton of times too.
Yeah, anything with the name Niang in the headline is going to get.
If you put anything on Facebook that involves George Niang, it's going to be shared at least 100 times.
You put his Pacers mugshot on there, and I think it got 2,000 likes on it.
Hey, I know what I'm doing. People love Niang. It's Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here. 2016 year in review. Chris Williams, Jared Stansberry, presented tonight by MJ Properties in Ankeny. Going to build in 2017. Give my guy Jake Van Orta a call. Check him out, MJ Properties in Ankeny. All right, where are we at now? Still in March?
Yeah, so then we went to Chicago.
Went to Chicago. Cyclone Fanatic bus trip was a success.
Yeah.
Although the team did not have a successful bout versus a really good Virginia team.
Yeah, Virginia was just too good on that day. But hey, we had fun. It was a good time in Chicago.
I really enjoyed. I love going to Chicago.
Yeah. We had that awesome hotel. It was awesome. That was a fun time.
The
Chicago Athletic Club.
The Athletic Club. Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun trip. Hopefully Iowa State makes the tournament this year, because that's my favorite part of this job is covering NCAA tournaments. That's kind of the show. That's where it's at. What I remember specifically about Chicago was the first, I don't know, 10 minutes of that game, and you're like, oh, man,
yeah,
this is going to be an epic disaster. And then Iowa State regrouped in that game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they came back and it made it interesting, but you never really felt like Iowa State was going to win it.
Well, I feel like Virginia came out and was hitting everything.
Yeah.
They came out and were hitting everything, and Iowa State couldn't make anything.
They were better offensively than they actually were.
Yeah. Well, their numbers, at least better than the numbers, showed.
And
they
Iowa
were
State,
really good.
Iowa State couldn't hit a thing early in that game either.
I'll never forget about that trip when we first got there and we drove around our hotel like for 15 minutes just trying to figure out how to park.
Yeah.
We finally get inside and then you send me to go buy some beverages.
Yes.
And I get down to the sidewalk and the guy followed me all the way down the sidewalk asking me for money. And he said, you're about to go buy beer and you can't even give me any money?
Jared, this is what happens when you put a couple of young men from Southwest Iowa in downtown Chicago. What you just described, and right now there are folks laughing at us going, oh, those idiots.
Yeah.
No, what had happened was this hotel we were staying at, there was like massive construction everywhere. And it was valet parking only. It mm-hmm. was you didn't have the option to like park in a parking lot.
Yeah.
And Jared and I could not for the life of us find
where
we were supposed to park, and we kept calling the front desk. And yeah. Hey, go here. Well, no, nothing's there.
Yeah.
Like, literally, this is where we're at, and this guy's telling us to move. A couple of Southwest Iowa boys. It was probably our fault, now looking back at it.
I just remember that we called once, and she told us where, and then we called again, and she transferred us to somebody else.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know what to tell you guys.
Damn city folks. All right, so Iowa State loses to Virginia in the Sweet 16. I specifically remember after that point, then we start going on the Monte Morris watch. What's Monte going to do at this point?
Yeah.
And he gave a little bit of a cryptic interview after that game, but I think we all knew in the back of our minds he was probably coming back.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, he decides to come back. In April, I was from what I could tell, things were pretty quiet on the basketball front, but Iowa State picked up 5 football commitments. Actually more, but they've had a handful of guys that have decommitted since then, so I didn't really count them. But at least 5 of the guys that are in their class today committed in the month of April.
Who's that? Do you have them written down?
Richard Bowens.
Okay.
Jeff Nogage, Colin Newell, and Josh Johnson. And there's one more here that I didn't write down. But then Cam White also named Iowa State as his favorite. And I remember when you wrote that story.
I do.
Got everybody all fired up about that one because he had an Alabama offer.
Yeah. What I would guess is a conditional Alabama offer.
Yeah, yeah.
However, it's listen, that's what I like about this staff. And we'll see over time if it proves out to be a correct strategy. However, I enjoy guys who don't just say, oh, we're Iowa State, we're going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're Iowa State. These guys will go toe-to-toe with whoever You know, they don't care who else is offered. They're going to go in and try and push themselves around, and the Cam White's a good story from that.
So definitely.
Good example.
The only other thing I wrote down from April is when Alan Lazard broke his hand in an altercation with a wall in the Bergstrom football complex.
What did he do? He punched the wall?
Yeah, during practice, I think.
Because he was just mad at practice?
Yeah, yes, yeah. I think so.
I don't know if I had ever heard the story as to how he broke the hand. I just remember
I'm pretty sure I remember hearing that's what I heard happen.
So he punched a wall in practice. Good for him. I mean, he missed spring ball out of it, but you know what? At least he cares.
All right. In May, here's the big one that I figured you would want to hear about. This is when expansion started to ramp up.
You wrote
a blog that said 7 out of the 10 teams in the Big 12 are in favor of expansion.
Yeah. Well, and
I think you wrote an expansion blog every week throughout the rest of the month.
Let me think of who. I've got to think back to those conversations that I was having in the background, because I wouldn't have written that unless I was 100% sure it was accurate.
Yeah.
Who would not have been for expansion? It would have been Texas, Texas Tech, and TCU.
Yeah.
And everybody else would have been on board with it.
Even Baylor?
Yeah. Because Baylor doesn't
have anything to do with them.
Well, like, politically, like, Baylor's not tied in with Texas. And because, like, the only reason TCU is in the Big 12 is because of Texas.
Yeah.
And the only reason Texas Tech is relevant at all is because
of Texas. Yeah.
So, like, if Texas decided they wanted to go to the Pac-12, Texas Tech is tied with them. I don't know how closely TCU is tied with them, but I think TCU plays it well. We may as well. Because TCU and Baylor are not allies. They hate each other.
Are they?
Baylor's kind of like the redheaded stepchild.
Is TCU just part of the Texas Regents then, too?
No.
I'll just say that's a private school,
isn't it?
Yeah.
They're private. So, no, they have nothing to do with that.
Okay. But yeah. Tech does, right?
Tech does.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why Tech and Texas are
tied at the hip, pretty much.
Well, it's a situation, yeah, where Tech just basically – they're Texas's little biznatch.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Definitely.
Yeah. But, yeah, interesting. I don't even remember writing that, but I do remember being locked in and sourced in on the expansion deal very early in that process, and that would make sense. And the problem it came down to was that unanimous thing.
Yeah.
And getting 8. And the deck was stacked against expansion from day one because of that Texas alliance.
Definitely. But then, yeah, then the next week you wrote about the candidates for expansion.
Who did I write?
I didn't write them down.
Oh, okay.
I just remembered you wrote about them. But yeah. Some other things from May. Donovan Jackson reaffirmed his Iowa State signing.
Yeah.
After all thought that he was going to try and get out of his letter of intent.
I like Donovan. I think I'm probably higher on Donovan than most people are.
I think he's going to be a good player.
I do, too.
He hasn't really shown what he can do yet, I don't think.
I think that you're going to see more four-guard lineup going forward. I think Donovan's role continues to grow on this team.
Definitely. Hallis Cook decided to transfer.
Yeah, and he's not even playing ball anymore.
He is going to be eligible to play next year, though.
No, he has that heart condition.
No, he got cleared.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago that happened. Yeah.
So he's out west, right?
Yeah, he was at Nevada, but I don't know if that's where he's playing or not. I just saw that he did get cleared to play.
I remember reading after the heart thing came out that Nevada was going to honor his scholarship anyway. So
yeah.
My guess is that he'll finish his career there.
Definitely. And then I've got Everett Edwards, transferred to Iowa State.
From Duke?
Yep, from Duke.
He had an okay year.
Yeah. Merle Holden decided to transfer to Iowa State.
I'm disappointed that Merle's not doing better. I like him a lot. I still do. I think he's a really good kid. I think he works hard. I think that he had major issues with foul trouble at the beginning of the year, never really got into any sort of a flow. And I think I blame a lot of that on his lack of production.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's unfortunate. They needed him.
Yeah.
After the whole Manny Maloo thing went down, they really needed Merle Holden.
That was the next one I was just going to mention. Emmanuel Maloo entered the NFL or the NBA draft.
And that shortly after that, then Deontay Burton announced that he was going to enter the NBA draft.
No, he actually entered before, and then Maloo entered, and then Deontay withdrew.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that was my next one. Well, Deontay withdrew from the NBA draft.
And the best part of that was I'll never forget being on – KXNO that day.
When he declared or when he withdrew?
When Deontay declared.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody freaked out. And I'm like, guys, like, he's not going pro.
Yeah.
We're trying, like, Ross and I were trying to explain that to people. And it was mass hysteria.
Surprise, surprise. People freaked out over some surface-level information.
All right. Are you ready for June yet?
Yeah.
Okay, let's break here.
Okay.
And then we'll dive into the next 6 months of Iowa State athletics in 2016. It's our year in review here, Cyclone Fanatic Radio on 1460 KXNO. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here on 1460 KXNO, brought to you tonight by our good friends at MJ Properties in Ankeny. All right. We are doing a little bit something different here. We are doing our year in review for Iowa State Athletics. And, Jared, we're on month June now? Is that where we're at?
I had a couple I had a couple more from May.
Oh, okay. We have a couple more in May. Okay.
I just want to throw out there real quick.
All right.
Steve Prohm promoted Neil Berry to assistant coach, something that would obviously have a pretty good domino effect later down the road.
Yes, he did.
Bryce DeJean Jones passed away, was shot and killed.
Oh, man. I forgot about Bryce.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a sad story. Which did we ever really find out the, like, official details on that? I mean,
well, didn't he was trying to, like, break into that apartment, and the guy just shot through the door.
Yeah. Well, it was his ex-girlfriend. It was his daughter's
his
mom.
Strange girlfriend. Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks, man. Like, that. I wish that we could just have conversations and say, like, that it sucks that it happened, and we don't have to dive into why it happened.
Yeah.
Like, regardless, Bryce had some issues. We all know that.
Right. It's just sad that
It's sad that it ended that way.
Especially because it seemed like he was just starting to go up, you know?
Oh, man. He, you know, in theory, like, they could have a couple guys.
In the NBA right now.
In the NBA right now, yeah.
Yeah.
From the Fred era. I mean, because he, I don't know. Who has a better long-term NBA, him or George?
I would say him, probably.
I would,
just
too.
Just based on the way that he fits in the game now.
And I think they'd almost have, and I want you to write about this sometime because you're really good on NBA stuff, but Abdul Nader's insane.
Yeah.
What he's doing right now.
Yeah. He's going to be a star.
I think he'll play he'll be an NBA guy.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah. He's going to be a guy that can be a bench guy for a good team in the NBA.
I think so too. I think
he's in a good situation too, because if you can get into Boston and if you get to Boston with Brad Stevens and those guys, that's a team that's got a pretty good nucleus to be pretty good for a while.
Yeah.
Especially if they can add another guy like maybe a Boogie.
What about
I guess we'll see.
What about Chris Babb? Will we ever see him in the league again?
Where's he at right now? Like Germany or something?
Yeah. He's with the, like, he's with the, well, is he owned by the Lakers?
I thought it was the Warriors that had his
the
rights.
The Warriors had his rights. There you go.
Because he was with the Celtics and then he got traded, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Warriors had his rights, but I thought they waived him.
Yep. Nope, you're right.
Okay.
You're right. You got it.
And then the last thing I had from May, Jared Stansberry starts full-time at CycloneFanatic.com.
Oh, that was a great day. That was a great day. Did you ever dream that you would be involved with such a beautiful media company?
No. I don't think I ever could have ever – no.
Yeah, we do some fine work here at CycloneFanatic.com. What can I say?
All right, moving into June, the biggest thing that I had here was George Niang and Abdul Nader drafted. We just kind of talked about that. The championship game officially returns to the Big 12 football.
Yeah, and that was a cash grab, but we'll take it. That was really move number one of what was a tumultuous summer for the Big 12.
Yeah.
And we still don't know the actual details. They still haven't released actual details.
Of the championship game or?
No, they have I'm talking financially.
Oh, yeah.
But from what I've been able to piece together, the Big 12 is going to be third in revenue very comfortably ahead of the ACC and the Pac-12.
There you go. Behind the SEC and Big 10?
Yeah.
But I don't think there was any chance that they'd catch them, was there?
No. And, you know, I think at some point you just have to be – you got to look at it and you got to go, hey, we're pretty cool with where we're at right now.
Right.
This gives us the best chance to make the playoff. I'm talking if you're Texas and Oklahoma and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of where everybody's at right now. If they can stay a comfortable third, then I don't know what anybody has anything to bitch about.
There you go. They unveiled the white helmets for Iowa State football. And you wrote a blog to the curmudgeons that are criticizing the people that are excited about the helmets.
What did you what did I write?
I didn't read it. It just, I remember the headline. It said, Williams, to the curmudgeons that are hating on people that are excited about uniforms.
Well,
you pretty much should have just written, Williams, dear Adam Gray.
The point stands. Like, it, just because you don't care,
yeah,
a lot of people do. Like, it, just let people be excited about something with Iowa State. In what month is this?
This is June.
If people want to be excited about a helmet, then who the hell are you to tell them not to be excited about the helmet?
Yeah.
Let them be excited about the helmet.
There you go.
A lot of people collect helmets. I don't know. The stupidest thing about the uniform conversation, this is the dumbest point that these small-minded people always make. I just want wins. I don't care what they wear. Well, no crap. Like, nobody who likes uniforms think, oh, because they're wearing a white helmet, Iowa State's going to win the Big 12 now. Nobody actually believes that, you idiot. They just like the look. That's all it is. Quit making it more than it is. Let us enjoy the helmets.
You should have just called Adam Gray out by name there.
I mean, screw him. I just, like, people make such a big deal out of dumb things. Like, who cares if 25-year-olds think alternate uniforms are cool?
I think they're cool.
And the point is, it all comes back to recruiting.
Yeah,
and
it's all that matters.
Yeah, and do the uniforms win you games? No. Could it be used as an edge in recruiting? Yes. What's the lifeblood of a college football program? Recruiting.
Yeah.
It's not about – I think I've made my point.
Speaking of that, I bet Caleb Chandler really likes the white helmets.
What's going on with Caleb?
Made his commitment to Iowa State.
Okay, so he's since decommitted.
But then he decommitted, and now I think they're going to be in a good – they're going to have a good chance to get him back. I think so.
Okay, now it's hard to come in and start as a – freshman offensive lineman.
Right.
That's generally not a good thing if he does.
Yeah, I don't think that he'll do that, but I would.
Okay, I didn't know like how good this kid actually.
He's definitely a guy that could play 3 years at least as a starter, I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is he a guard?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They need him.
He's like a guard tackle. Like,
he's a hybrid.
He can just play both.
Okay.
He's just a guy that's really good. That's like, we'll put him wherever we need to put him. I think.
Yeah, best player available, that type.
Yeah, definitely. So that's all I have for June. In July, obviously expansion kind of falls flat. It turns out that it's not going to happen.
Well, now, that's not accurate.
Or at least not now.
But then at Media Day, then they said they were going to explore it.
Oh, and then they came back and did it again.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then it was
my timeline was thinking that they did that at Media Day, not that they came back and then said it.
No, I'll never forget. Like, we're all like, oh, we've been told and told and told, like, expansion's dead. It's not happening. It's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm literally on a plane with Randy Peterson from the Des Moines Register. And all of a sudden, this Big 12 conference out of nowhere announces that they're looking into expansion while we're on the plane. And we booked our flights early thinking, because we were told, like, this is a non-issue.
Yeah.
And it completely just threw all of us offsides. Fun times.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Well, that's expansion for you. And then, obviously, it didn't happen.
Also, during the month of July, a point guard from Virginia by the name of Lindell Wigginton emerges as a target for Iowa State.
And we all probably kind of scoffed at it at that point. Because he, like, when you looked at his offer list.
I remember we were sitting at at Hickory Park, here in Ames.
I was with you?
With Krogs, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were working Krogs, the intern Krogs, into the mix.
Yeah, and you said, hey, I got a recruiting name for you. And that was it. There you go.
I remember that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job.
And then you tweeted it and created a firestorm within seconds.
Mm.
Everybody was excited about Lindell. And then it didn't end for 3 months.
Oh, man. The one thing I don't miss about the Fred Matt Abdelmassey era was like the Rashad Vaughns.
Oh, yeah.
And the chasing of those guys.
Chuck Diallos.
God bless them. Like, I mean, good for them to try and get those type of players. But the fan
Yeah, they get a little excited, yeah.
Well, and it's such a deal too, Jared, with Twitter now. Like, these kids, like, they're just so obsessed with putting out, like, the Rashad Vaughn deal. I mean, he was putting out I've trimmed my list to 16 today. But the problem was, it's like you had to report on it.
Right.
Because people cared about it. Yeah. And that's what we do at Cyclone Fanatic. We report and write about what people care about.
Right.
Period. We're not the Register out there trying to break ton of news. Like, we're a water cooler site. We report on what you guys want us. And if we're doing stuff and you're not reading it, then we're going to quit doing it and we're going to find something that you do read. We watch it all the time. And you guys love that recruiting stuff. And that Rashad Vaughn deal got really old really fast.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
The Isaiah Stokes thing got old pretty fast.
Well,
too.
Yeah, and that was a shadow of, or a skeleton of, but man, how bizarre was that deal? I assume that's on your list.
Yeah, it's on my list, but that's not until November.
Yeah.
All right, so then moving into August, Matt Campbell's first fall camp at Iowa State.
Okay, and that was
underway.
Hellacious from what I heard from the guys.
You mean it was, like, tough? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was
Campbell just killed him.
Yeah, I think so. Which I'm not surprised.
Who told me that? Which one? Was Joel or Alan down at Media Day?
I believe it.
Was just telling me about how nasty it was. They weren't, like, complaining. They were just like, man, this was, like, a whole different world.
Isn't that how it's supposed to be, though?
Yeah. I mean, that's why you make a coaching change, to do things differently.
Right.
But that's funny, though. Like, I don't know if that's even fair to, like, the previous staff, though. Because, I mean, I heard stories, like, about Paul, like, just, like, bowl practice is just running dudes into the ground, too. So it's not like they were just sitting around eating donuts under the Rhodes era.
Also in August, first week of August, they picked up commitments from Terrence Lewis and Darius McNeil.
Terrence Lewis.
For basketball, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. I remember about Terrence Lewis was talking to Terrence's dad, who's kind of a go-getter.
Yeah.
High school coach out
Rock.
There.
Isn't
yeah,
that
Rock
that,
Lewis. Yeah. He, and I was incredibly impressed from talking to his dad. His dad sold me on the kid. I'd never even seen him, and I'm like, get him in a clone. Let's go. Get this kid signed up now. I'm ready to see
him. He was there one of the nights that I can't remember what game that was.
Who,
one of the nights you weren't there. He was there, Terrence Lewis and his dad.
The Rock was?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That's The Rock? Is that going to be his Iowa State nickname?
Well, no, his dad is.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. He's going to be The Rock?
Yeah, The Rock.
But then Darius McNeil as well was just a couple days after that. It was after everybody said Steve Prohm couldn't recruit. Then he went and landed two good players.
You know what's
players.
Great? I hope people keep saying Steve Prohm can't recruit because I think that really bugs him.
Yeah.
Like, to this day, I think it bugs him.
Motivates him.
Yeah.
The haters are his motivators.
Steve, dude, I don't think I've ever met a coach that
likes to recruit like him.
Well, no, that gets, like, pissed off at haters. Like, he uses, like, fuels him.
Yeah.
He loves it. He loves it. Like, it's he will, if you write one negative thing about him, he will hold on to that for a year and use it as motivation.
What'd you write about him that?
That's between me and Coach.
Yeah, so that's about all there was in August. Then September, season starts, lose to you and I, lose to Iowa, lose to TCU.
That you and I can't handle. Jared, I can't handle losing to you and I again.
Better hope they don't do it next year then.
If they lose to you and I next year, I'm just going to quit. You can just have the show. You can have everything. I'm gonna go and get an office job and work at Nationwide or something.
There you go. Are you going to be like a claims adjuster or something?
I legitimately can't handle Iowa State losing to you and I one more time.
Yeah, that would be pretty awful.
Horrible.
I don't think there's anything that really sets off like a absolute meltdown like that.
Well, it ruins the season like the first day it starts. Like, it's all over.
Yeah.
Because the chances of you turning your season around after losing to and you and I wasn't even a good FCS team this year. They were like a mediocre FCS team.
Right.
I can't handle it. I can't handle another loss to you and I and going on Cyclone Reaction.
Luckily, by the end of the month,
it's all you.
They had kind of turned things around, and they smacked San Jose State. Jacob Park emerges to be a stud, as we now know.
Yes. San Jose State was really bad. However, that was just what the doctor ordered.
Right.
Hey, by the way, I was digging around about that Akron game, you know?
Uh-huh.
They're not that upset about it. The coaching staff likes it from a recruiting standpoint.
I was gonna say, I'm sure that they don't mind having to go to Ohio since they're trying to
push
kids in Ohio.
They will have a lot of visitors.
Yeah.
At that game next year.
You can have visitors at a road game?
Why not?
I just didn't know that. I didn't know you could.
Iowa State can't pay the way.
Oh, okay.
It would be a very unofficial type deal where those kids would have to pay for but I mean, it's a freaking Akron game.
True.
What is it, a ticket? $5?
I have no idea. We should find out.
Adam should do a bus trip to that. I'm going to text him right now.
Bus trip to Akron. Just what everybody wants to do.
I'm just going to pull up maps here, and I want to see how long of a bus trip.
Oh, my God. It'd be long. I don't know. All right, so that was, September was obviously pretty up and down with all that stuff going on.
You didn't drive to Dayton with me. No, that was Van Winkle.
Yeah, so that was Van Winkle.
That was
I've heard
brutal.
That story, though.
Brutal.
Wasn't it snowing the whole time?
On the way home.
Yeah.
We had to stop, and we actually stopped with, God bless Andy Garman from Channel 8, and it saved me a hotel room in Indianapolis.
Oh, there you go.
On the way home. We barely made it to Indianapolis. I mean, it was like a foot of snow. It was awful. Awful. But made for good memories, though, and that's what it's all about. Bus trip to Akron would only be 10 hours and 53 minutes.
Only? That's in a car, though, not a bus.
That's not bad. We did the bus trip to the Liberty Bowl, and it was 11 hours.
Ugh. That sounds rough, though. I don't think I'd want to do that.
You wouldn't want to be in a bus with a bunch of drunk Iowa State fans on your way to Akron, Ohio? I don't understand why you wouldn't. I don't understand what the problem is.
If I'm going to Akron, I better see LeBron.
You probably won't.
Yeah, so I'm not. I'm good. I'm good on not going to Akron.
Good stuff. Where are we at now?
So we're in October.
Okay.
Early October.
Yep.
Football continuing to trend upwards. Mike Warren trending downwards.
The Mike Warren deal, yeah.
Yeah, you get to the Thursday night game against Oklahoma. We have his mom's tweeting about whether or not he's going to play.
That was when I got upset.
Yeah, you went on the Cyclone Fanatic pregame show and had some words.
Yeah, I was not. I don't like that. Come on, like you're not helping your kid.
Right.
You're like the problem is that I have with it is mom or dad, and this is not just a Mike Warren thing. We've seen this at other places. You don't have to deal with the backlash of it.
Right.
The kid does. So if the kid is upset, let the kid do the talking.
Right.
You know, like Mike Warren, if he wanted to, could have gone to the media and critiqued his coach.
Right.
Wouldn't have advised it, but he could have. Mom and dad, when your kid is at the Division I level, don't do it. Like you're beyond that. That's very high school-ish, and it's even inappropriate in high school in certain
I agree.
Levels. I was upset with that.
I agree. So, yeah, there's that. And then pick up the Lindell's commitment. I stayed up, woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch the TV show in Nova Scotia just for him to not commit on the show.
I remember that. And I was up, too. I was lying in Cammie's bed just following Twitter. Remember? Because I texted you.
Yeah.
It's like 5 a.m. And I'm like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
And I'm just lying in Cammie's bed, just waiting for Lindell Wigginton, and he didn't end up committing until like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I was going to say, and then just when I thought that I'd be good to maybe sleep for a little bit, I fell asleep for 10 minutes, and when I woke up, you'd tweeted that Lindell Wigginton had committed to Iowa State.
Yeah,
literally at the moment that I woke up.
I was lucky on that one. I got the scoop on that one. I kind of lucked out there.
Yeah.
What a huge day for Steve Prohm, though.
Yeah, it was awesome.
To land that kid. And you would know better than me, but it seems like he's kind of even doing better this year than people thought.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been playing really well.
Having a hell of a – you should call his coach.
Yeah, I'll do
that. Get a little update on him.
Definitely. They just played in a big tournament, so I'll wait for them to do that.
Did you watch him on TV last week?
Yeah, I did.
I did, too.
We watched it at Thunderhead with Adam and Jeff Woody.
Nice. Yeah, no, nice player. Nice player. They're going to love him.
Definitely. So that's October. Get into November. I think the biggest thing in November is obviously basketball season starts, and then the big win over Texas Tech.
Yeah,
in football.
The Texas Tech, yeah, absolutely.
Joel Lanning runs for 5 touchdowns.
Joel Lanning's 5 touchdowns. And then the week after when he didn't even play.
Yeah, right.
It was very curious.
Right. Was that against – who was that against?
West Virginia.
Right, that's right.
They never were really in that game.
Yeah, and everybody said that they wanted him to transfer.
Which is
because
insane.
They didn't play him, but that's just craziness. More just craziness.
Just don't be crazy, guys.
I feel like the theme of 2016 is craziness.
Jared, you know why? It's because it's your first year in this business.
That's true.
The second year, you'll be like, oh, this is kind of normal. The third year, we'll all just blend in.
I would say really my first full year was with was Hoy Watch, though.
Oh, God. Yeah. That was not fun to cover.
Yeah.
Because folks were just so, and I get it, so passionate.
Yeah.
Because it's their guy.
Yeah.
Hoiberg's their guy.
That's the first time that I ever had a source come to me with information and tell me something that was going to happen. That's when I felt like a real media member.
Well, keep on working those sources, Jared.
Yeah.
Young lad.
And now we're into December. Everybody's still in disarray. Lost to Iowa.
Ugh.
Barely beat Drake.
Ugh.
Eked by Drake, as Travis Hines would say.
Yeah, Travis caught a lot of hell for that headline. And I guess there's really nothing to analyze at this point. But
no.
Real quick, we'll look forward to 2017. I'm going to have a column about this as well this week. We'll do that next here at Cyclone Fanatic Radio. Presented tonight by MJ Properties in Ankeny here on 1460 KXNO. Hey, guys, welcome back. Segment 3, Cyclone Fanatic Radio tonight here on 1460 KXNO. Chris Williams joined by Jared Stansberry as we do our year in review 2016 for Iowa State Athletics. We just went month by month. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Let's take a quick look here. Just a few minutes left in the program at the year 2017. Now, I'm working on a column right now, Jared, where I'm doing this exactly, and I'm kind of going in detail. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give the whole column away. However, I've got Iowa State in a bowl game next year. What do you think about that, Jack?
Yeah, me too. Well, I think that would be good. Where do you think they're going to go?
Cactus Bowl.
The Cactus Bowl?
Cactus Bowl is my projection.
Is that in Tempe?
I believe so.
Sun Devil Stadium?
I hope they don't because we've done that.
So is that like the former Insight Bowl and now it's the Cactus Bowl?
Absolutely. That's what it is. It's where Baylor's in it this year, 6-6 Baylor team.
Is the trophy a cactus?
I don't know. I don't know what the trophy is, but it's okay. I don't like bowl games where you're a blip on the radar.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're in, like, Phoenix.
Yeah.
Like, that. I mean, it's very irrelevant what's going on there. Like, to me, what was fun and the game sucked. Memphis was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, Beale Street and, like, there's a parade for the Liberty Bowl. Like, the Liberty Bowl is a huge deal. That was fun. However, the weather sucked. The game sucked. The opponent sucked. Everything about that game sucked.
Was that when they played Tulsa?
Yeah. So, like, my point is that I can't see Cyclone fans getting excited about something like that again. And I think a trip to Phoenix would be nice for everybody, obviously.
Would Cyclone Fanatic go to Phoenix?
What?
Would Cyclone Fanatic go to Phoenix?
Probably.
I think I could get excited about going to
Phoenix.
Yeah,
we'd probably go. The problem is with these mid-tier bowl games is there's if you're 6-6, there's not a lot of good options.
Right.
There's not a lot of cachet out there.
I feel like is it just me or is the Big 12's bowl like allotment not that good anymore?
They switched some stuff up. They used to have like the Holiday Bowl and they used to have some, but now they're kind of like more partnered with the SEC, you know, because they had the whole Champions Bowl type deal for the New Year's Six, right?
Yeah,
where like Oklahoma and Auburn.
So
like, I think the alliances have more to do with it than anything. The conference, they've partnered with the SEC. That's their deal.
Yeah, I remember the old Big 12 bowls were like the Alamo Bowl. Is that still on?
Yeah, but that's Big 10 and Pac. See, the Big 10 and the Pac 12 are dating partners now.
Oh yeah.
And it used to be the Big 12 played the Big 10 a lot.
Yeah.
In a lot of those games, and those games were fun.
Yeah, definitely.
I loved the old Alamo Bowl.
Yeah.
I always wanted Iowa State to go there, and I always wanted Iowa State to go to the Holiday. They should have gone to the Holiday in 2005. They totally screwed the pooch on that one.
Who would they have played? Do you remember?
They would have played that would have been Carper's year.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember specifically, but it would have been like an Oregon, or it would have been a good matchup, mm-hmm. like a really fun that to me, like I've said it a lot. There's no bigger disappointment in Iowa State history to me than the 2005 football season.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard you say that a lot of times.
Meyer and Blythe, like, they were actually really good. They had an elite defense. They had a top 15 scoring defense in college football. They just – it was very similar. They didn't have a very good offensive line. Stevie Hicks was pretty good running back. Mm-hmm. Meyer to Blythe was a lethal combination. However, you couldn't protect Meyer. They couldn't run the ball.
No, they both just slipped through their fingers.
Well,
to
no,
San Diego.
It was. I mean, they ended up like 7-5, and they should have been 10-2.
Yeah,
they should have been 10-2 and played in the Big 12 championship game.
Man, that would have been something.
Well, if
wouldn't they have played Texas? And wasn't that the year
that
Colorado got smacked?
Yeah, that was the year that
Colorado
just got blitzed by Texas.
Yeah,
it all the haunting of that season began in Lincoln. When Iowa State lost
in
double overtime.
Yeah, I was there.
And, I mean, Iowa State just gave the game away, like, multiple times. Because that was when Nebraska was really struggling.
That would have been
Callahan.
Year two of Bill Callahan.
Yeah. And then the week later, Iowa State fumbled the ball, like, three times in the red zone against Baylor and lost at home to Baylor.
Ugh.
And then they –
wouldn't that have been Baylor's first – wasn't that Baylor's first road win ever?
It was in the Big 12.
In the Big 12,
And then they lost to Kansas and Missouri, both on, like, missed field goals.
I remember both those games.
Yeah, and – I mean –
hey, the Big 12 –
we are great at moral victories at Iowa State. Like, we can come up with them. Those games, like, I can legitimately look at every game they lost that year and go – relatively, like the close games would be like, they should have won it. They gave it away.
The 2005 Big 12 North Co-Champions Trophy lives in the Jacobson Building forever.
Does it really?
Consolation.
Do they actually have one?
Yeah, it's there, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't even looked at it. That's funny.
Yeah.
They got a couple of those co-championships in the Big 12 North, I believe.
Yeah, I think they have two trophies, yeah.
I think that they had one in 2004, too, right?
I don't know. I can't remember. I remember just looking at the co-champions trophy.
They never played in the big game, though.
No. R.I.P. the old Big 12 championship game.
Yeah. Well, we'll have it back next year. And then it's –
won't be the same, though.
Next year, the Big 12 is going to get screwed in that deal.
Yeah.
Like, their playoff contender is going to get beat in the championship game.
They're just going to look stupid.
It's only a matter of time before that happens.
Oh, man.
All right. Real quick, we have a minute left. Iowa State going to the NCAA tournament, Jay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Advances at least to the second round. They win one game. That's my call. They win one game in the tournament.
I think so, too. I doubt so, too.
But then they'll run up against a buzzsaw again. It won't be like a thing where they lose to somebody they shouldn't lose to.
They're going to be like a 7 seed.
Yeah.
7 or a 10 seed.
If they ended up – I could see them being like an 8 seed, and then you have to play against – you know, Kentucky in the second round or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we just mapped out the entire 2017 year.
There you go. And we went back through 2016.
Everybody, thanks for listening. We love doing this show every Thursday night here on 1460 KXNO. We'll be back at Benchwarmers in 2017 here in a couple of weeks. Enjoy the games. Enjoy your families. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Whatever you celebrate, we wish you the best here at CycloneFanatic.com. For Jared Stansberry, I'm Chris Williams here on 1460 KXNO.